From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts. Syria's government and opposition have angrily spelled out their mutual hostility at UN peace talks in Switzerland. The conference, aimed at bringing an end to the conflict in Syria, is the first time the two sides have met. The co-sponsors of the conference, the USA and Russia, also revealed their differences. US Secretary of State John Kerry indicated the main aim was to remove President Assad from power, but this was rejected by the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Laura Rosen is covering the talks for the news website Al Monitor. She says although it's not the most positive of starts, it could have been worse.
I think expectations were so low. Even just two days ago, it wasn't entirely obvious that everyone was going to show up. So the fact that they all showed up, that they kind of got in the room and started this process, it's probably at least meets expectations.
The conflict in Syria has claimed some 100,000 lives and left millions without a home. The Syrian government and opposition groups gather for face-to-face meetings in Geneva on Friday. On Sunday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon asked Iran to attend before withdrawing the invitation amid concerns the talks would collapse. Richard Gowan from New York University's Center for International Cooperation says no one expects the talks to achieve much.
The only question about the Swiss talks is whether they fail completely with a total breakdown, or whether diplomats manage to find a few positive deliverables, perhaps humanitarian ceasefires for cities like Aleppo, which have been under siege. Very frankly, for weeks it's been clear that the best you could hope for was some small successes that could provide the basis for later negotiations. No one expects a real political settlement here.
The US is strongly condemning violence in the Ukraine, which has led to the deaths of three street protesters. The statement includes pointed criticism of President Viktor Yanukovych's government while he's engaging in talks with opposition leaders. From Washington, Daniel Rentschus reports.
The US State Department is urging all sides to immediately de-escalate the situation and refrain from violence. The statement says the increased tensions are a direct consequence of the government's failure to engage in real dialogue and the passage of anti-democratic legislation. But they blamed recent aggressive actions on an extreme right group, Pravi Sektor, and other informal groups, which they say are inflaming conditions on the streets. Peaceful protests began when last November the government of President Viktor Yanukovych threw out a trade deal with the European Union in favour of financial support from Russia. Daniel Rentschus, Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. In China, a well-known human rights lawyer, Xu Jiyong, who campaigned against corruption, has gone on trial. The main charge involves him allegedly gathering crowds to disrupt public order. Mr. Xu is one of several activists from a transparency group set for trial this week. Human rights groups have accused President Xi Jinping, who had vowed to fight corruption, of failing to deliver on that promise. A report has also come out saying members of China's elite have been stashing away cash in offshore companies in tax havens abroad. The United Nations has called for an inquiry into the capsizing of a boat carrying migrants while being towed by a Greek Coast Guard vessel. Up to 12 people died in the incident. The Coast Guard says it thought it was safe to keep the migrants on their own boat rather than take them aboard in bad weather. Greek officials say the migrants were panicking and tipped the boat up themselves, but human rights organizations have pointed to the alleged harassment of illegal migrants by the Greek authorities. An Iranian-American engineer accused of attempting to ship stolen documentation about a high-tech military plane to Iran has been indicted. 59-year-old Mozaffer Kazai has been charged with two counts of transporting stolen goods by a grand jury in Connecticut. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Mr. Kazai was arrested earlier this month for trying to smuggle thousands of pages of F-35 Joint Strike Fighter documents. He's believed to have stolen the sensitive materials from defence contracting companies where he was employed. According to court records, customs officials and Homeland Security agents intercepted a shipment Mr. Karzai was sending to Iran in November. It was marked as containing household goods, but instead officials found boxes of technical manuals related to the F-35 programme. Mr. Karzai was arrested earlier this month at Newark Airport on his way to Iran. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison.
And that's the latest feature story news, Nina Maria Potts reporting.